come back?
It's a dream right in front of me. It's hard to pass up on. You know, not that many people really get that opportunity. And it's a dream that, you know, you grow up watching. I mean, the fact that everybody's here right now wanting to talk to me is just still blowing my mind. But the fact, you know, that I'm almost there, I mean, it was hard to pass up on.
Javon, if a team invites you in and says, give us your three top strengths that you're going to bring to our team, what are you telling them?
Versatility, my physical strength, and probably my patience. You know, those are three things, you know, I really thrive on. Being physical as a running back, you got to be able to be physical. Being patient as well. You know, you got to be able to set up your blocks and whatnot, and being versatile as a running back, you got to be able to do everything nowadays.
Gio, that touchdown you had against Duke late in the game was one of the plays of the year in college football. Just describe how that play transpired.
That really comes from my uncle. My uncle always said, never, ever let the ball, you know, out of your sight. You know, whether that's you have the ball or not. You know, one of the teammates had the ball. Always follow the ball. Always trail it. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, unfortunately, he fumbled. But, you know, I was able to be right there trailing the ball, and I picked it up for his touchdown. But we still lost the game. I'm still, you know, it still hurts me right there that we lost. But at the same time, you know, it was a cool play, but we lost the game. So.
Teams like the Lions, the Dolphins, the Cardinals, they all need a running back. Have you been able to meet with any of those teams yet?
Yeah, I've actually had the chance to meet with a couple of them. But the biggest thing for me is being able to meet everybody. I don't want to just limit myself to, you know, teams that need running backs or teams that don't need running backs. I want to be able to talk to everybody because really these connections go a long way, and you never know what's going to happen. And for me, it's really meeting with all 32 teams.
One or two teams that you felt really comfortable with meeting with their GM or coach?
I haven't really had the chance to meet with any GMs or coaches yet. I'm going to be doing my formals tonight and tomorrow night. But right now it's just, you know, meeting the coordinators and whatnot, especially teams coordinated, running back coaches. And those are sometimes the biggest bonds that you have. But at the same time, you got to make your, you know, you got to be able to, you know, prove to the GMs and the head coaches that you're worthy of their pay.
Hey, Gio, is your dad still at the dry cleaner business? Or what's the status?
Definitely. My dad's still doing the dry cleaners business. This is probably the happiest I've really, you know, heard his voice in a while. And it's not because, you know, I'm here and I'm able to do all this stuff. My brother's been able to do this as well. I think it's just the fact that we're all happy. You know, we've become such a huge family ever since, you know, things have been going the way they have. Now, my dad has a steady job now, you know, so it takes a little bit of pressure off of me as well. But at the same time, my dad's just happy, and that's all I could wish for.
Does he own the business?
Yes, sir, he does. Yes, sir, he does.
And does he get all this? I mean, I know with his background, he didn't grow up with
football. Nah, not at all. I mean, he probably seen probably a couple of my interviews that I showed him. But for the most part, he kind of stays away from the media side. He just sees me on the field, and he just wants to watch me on Sundays one day.
You want to win for yourself, but how much do you want to go and succeed for your family as well, considering an incredible background that you have?
Definitely. I mean, that's just the type of person I am. I want to be able to achieve greatness, and I never want to limit myself from achieving greatness. And you know, that's whether that's watching film or whatever it is, you know, I want to be able to achieve that greatness and to help out my family, not only my family, to, you know, kind of help out Haiti in any way that I can. Help out any kids that, you know, that have really been, you know, been through it, because I've been through it. And you know, having a role model somewhat, you know, the fact that, you know, people call me a role model is still blowing my mind. But at the same time, I want to be able to be a role model to a lot of people.
When I read reports about you, I'll see you referred to as a jitterbug. When I hear a jitterbug, it reminds me of Darren Sproles. Mm-hmm. What players in the NFL do you remind you of yourself and your ability?
My biggest thing is, you know, I really try not to just take one, you know, replicate my game after one guy. I try to, you know, Darren Sproles, he's a quick guy, he's able to be a safety. I try to take that and add that to my own game. You got a guy like Adrian Peterson, you know, a hard-nosed running back that he's gonna turn out the yards. You know, I try to add that to my game. You got Ray Rice out the backfield catching balls like that, and you really try to be that versatile player that, you know, teams need you to be, and that's what I'm trying to do.
You mentioned Ray Rice. LeSean McCoy and Tiki Barber are the two names I hear a lot when I talk to scouts and coaches about you. Have you ever looked at those guys and thought, okay, I see a little bit of myself in those guys?
Definitely. I've had, you know, times to, you know, to watch film, you know, watch it on NFL Network, you know, just watching old games and whatnot. You know, being able to see guys like Tiki Barber, to be able to compare myself to some of those guys, it's crazy. The fact that, you know, you guys are actually doing that, you know, it's crazy in itself. But for the most part, you know, I try to be me. I try to be Giovanni Bernard, and, you know, that's the best thing I can be.